Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's get an update from the council. And joining us online is Councillor Jo McCrae. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil.
Now, council meeting was held on Tuesday. What's the latest with regard to the sporting precinct?
We have approval for the tree removal. It's 250 trees at this first stage, and it really is the first step for the planning for this major regional sporting precinct. And look, it is really important people do stay up to date with where this process is up to. There is major landscape planning, but really at the moment, the main issue with starting the project is that we've had so much rain, it's hard for the tree removal equipment to get on and get it started. But you will see some action up there over the next few weeks.
Okay, fantastic news. Now, what about the mountain bike track?
So again, the mountain bike trails for the Mount Conobolas area, it's been really interesting to see how this has progressed. There are some really sensitive areas up there, both in terms of the particular Conobolas orchids. There's some, indigenous areas which have been discovered as part of this process of the environmental review. And it's the first stage of noting the report and the proposed realignment. There's been some areas declared no-go zones. And it's really the first stage of getting a report back to council to look at what happens with that mountain bike trail project. So again, it's one to stay tuned to as more plans go forward. More reports will come in, but it's the first step of that process for the mountain bike trails for the mountain.
Okay, fantastic news. And I think it'll be a great asset for our city once we can get that up and running. Now, what about the Orange East stormwater harvesting? It's moving toward a job getting underway.
First stage, it's the environmental assessment for the East Orange harvesting wetland. And we know a lot of residents are still really concerned about Orange's water security. This is the next step. It's about capturing more of the, stormwater flows and being able to have them contribute to our water supply. There are some concerns about downstream water users being impacted. But this is a plan which, even if it doesn't end up going into the water supply, it really addresses some issues with some really swampy, ordinary land that can be developed for cultural, educational, recreational benefits by really developing it for some great space for boardwalks, walking tracks. It'll even include potentially some barbecue areas down in this lovely wetlands area in this East Precinct. So really important that we do get it right. This is the first step of the environmental assessment. From here, it goes on to, governments involved at the state level, but it's the first step, and that'll be progressing. It'll go back on public exhibition again after it's gone through that next stage of approvals.
All right. Now, earlier this week, there was a citizenship ceremony. I think it was at the Orange X Services Club. Is that right?
It was because, of course, we've got to make sure you've got a large enough room to accommodate everybody. And we had 45 new citizens.
Wow.
Welcome to our city. Being part of one of those citizenship ceremonies is something I haven't had the opportunity to do for a while. But there were 16 different countries represented and people taking that pledge. So congratulations to them and to their families. And great to see that citizenship ceremony being held.
Yeah, indeed. Now, look, are these up yet? If they are, I'm obviously walking around with my eyes closed. I'm talking about banners in the main street.
Look, we know those lights down the main street are pretty bright, Neil, so might be worth checking them out. The banners, they celebrate and recognise that Orange is turning 75 years as a city and it's 175 years as a village. So there are some events going on regarding those celebrations and those anniversary celebrations, but check out those banners. Really, highlights perhaps what's changed, makes us think about maybe even what's changed in our lifetime of Orange, but really check out what's starting to happen as we celebrate that anniversary of the 75 years as a city, 175 years as a village. Not sure even if some of the current councillors were around for the 75 years of a city, but worth checking out those banners and those celebrations that'll be happening and bubbling along over the next few months.
Yeah, absolutely right. Thank you very much. I'm with Councillor Jo McCrae. Thanks for the update. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.